Okay. I know I'm a little late on this one, just a skosh, but I had to really think about what I was gonna say, because if you've been listening to my reviews, you know I'm a huge Foo Fighters fan, but if you watched my No Son of Mine review, you would have known that I wasn't too excited for this new album. Man, I am such a Fairweather fan, because I could have not been more wrong. Welcome all fellow wannabes, welcome to the show. I am Gabriel Fast, I do claim to be the wannabe critic. Now if you've been following along on the podcast or the YouTube channel, you know, because we do one and the same here, you know, that's the kind of medium for this show. You know that my first series that I've been anxiously awaiting to kind of wrap up has been the Foo Fighters. So we're going a little bit out of turn here, but I figured, you know, it's probably for the best just to review it now while it's the most topical. I know it's going to drive me nuts whenever I see the feed later, you know what I mean? I'm going to be like, oh, I should have just waited, but I don't know, I think it's the right decision to talk about it now, especially while it's so fresh in mind. So yeah, I mean, let's just get right into it. So this is in fact the Foo Fighters' 10th studio album. Now the Foo Fighters have a plethora of other works, EPs, you know, video albums, as well as live albums, things like that, but this is their 10th full-length LP. I have to say, you know, I was very, very skeptical about this album. I wasn't, you know, too excited for it. Shame, Shame, and you know, No Son of Mine. You know, they kind of put a sour taste in my mouth a little bit. I just wasn't really ready for what it was kind of going for. I had heard Dave Grohl in interviews talking about how they still needed to make their Let's Dance album, you know, kind of comparing like, oh, like we need to kind of do something that's a little more out there, you know, something a little more out there from what we usually do. And my response to that was, didn't you do that with Concrete and Gold? Because that album was all over the place. But I digress. That's a different review for a different time. Medicine at Midnight by Foo Fighters is in fact labeled as rock music. There is 9 songs on the album. So if you know I didn't like Shame Shame, and you know I didn't really like No Son of Mine, they released a third single called Waiting on a War. And, you know, I was kind of skeptical to even, like, put time into making a video for that one, so that's why I didn't even do that. But now I kind of wish I would have. So let's get into it. Let's see what changed my mind. So, the first song off the album, Making a Fire, sounds so much different than what anything, you know, Foo Fighters we've heard in the past. And I was trying to put my finger on it, and I was like, what does this sound like? And I can't figure out what it sounds like. And I'll get to that in a minute as to what I think it sounds like. But I just wanted to kind of go back. I wanted to take a step back for a second and just talk about, you know, sometimes I talk about this all the time of how a band will release an album and you're like, yeah, it doesn't really sound like them, but it feels like them. Like, the attitude is there. The vibe is still there. And this is definitely a Foo Fighters feeling album. I feel things on this album that I felt were kind of missed on the last record, Concrete and Gold. And, you know, I think there was a lot of misses. You know, I think it was still a good album, but I thought there was a lot of misses on Sonic Highways as well, which in fact was the follow-up to Wasting Light, as we know. But I don't know, in a weird way, this kind of feels like a really weird return to form in terms of how Foo Fighters makes you feel. I feel like there's been like this growing period, you know, over the course of the past 10 years to where now I think the idea of we just want to make music that we genuinely want to make, we don't really care about how well it does, quote unquote, is really present here on this album. And you can kind of just feel like, I don't know, it kind of just feels like the band's just kind of letting loose and enjoying themselves. Not, they're taking it seriously, but I feel like each member of the band on this album gets kind of like a time to shine a little bit. And, you know, I really, really liked it. There's not too many negative things to say. So let's go track by track and we'll take it from there. So as I was saying before, Making a Fire, it sounds way different than what they've ever, you know, put out before. And I was listening to it today again before I started recording and I was thinking to myself, this sounds like the Black Crowes. And if you listen to the first song off of Making a Fire, you can totally, if you think Black Crowes within the first 20 seconds, you could totally hear that like Southern rock draw, just kind of, you know, groove of sorts. And I have to say, I don't think there's a better song on the album that could have been put first. This is a great opener to an album. In my opinion, I think it does a really good job of setting the tone. Then we move into track 2, which is Shame, Shame. Weirdly, since Shame, Shame follows Making a Fire, if you follow it in succession at right after that, then we lead into track 2, which is Shame, Shame, which gives you you know, arguably the most weird song off of the album. But what's weird is the intro of Making a Fire made Shame Shame feel better and made me enjoy it more. I still think it's kind of a weird song, you know, for Foo Fighters, but I think it's also going to be one of those songs that the more I listen to it, the more it's going to grow on me. You know, I never used to like metal, but you know, you listen to it enough times and you try and find little parts you like, and then you start to appreciate the bigger picture. So I think Shame Shame is kind of a sleeper pick in some ways. And I think it's going to end up growing on a lot of us because it follows Making a Fire really, really well. And if you're listening to this as an entire album, I think that's really the way this album should be digested. I don't really think there's a ton of songs on this album that are really quote unquote like single worthy. It seems weird that, you know, it seems to make sense that Shame Shame, Waiting on a War, and No Son of Mine were the singles off of this record because they were kind of the most catchy, I would say, or like the most hooky. But I feel like this entire album is meant to be enjoyed as a whole. Like I think that this is going to end up being one of the best Foo Fighters albums among, you know, the community of Foo Fighters fans. I think this is going to be a crowd favorite in a lot of ways as an entire album. And I think Shame Shame is just one of those components that really add a lot of character, you know, to the entire record as a whole. But I wouldn't necessarily put it on a playlist. I would want to just, you know, enjoy it as I'm listening to the album. Almost how you kind of like, you think about Pink Floyd, and there's only really a handful of songs that I think would really do well in today's, you know, environment as singles. Those are songs that are meant to be enjoyed together as a group. And I feel like there's a lot of energy here on this album that kind of does the same thing. And I think Shame Shame is just a major component of that. The third song, which is Cloud Spotter. This is kind of a throwback to older Foo Fighters, in my opinion. This feels like, you know, the rock band that I fell in love with. I think it's very true to form, and it's just a solid rock song across the board. It fits really, really well, and it follows nicely right after Shame Shame. Then, of course, track four, we have Waiting on a War. I feel a lot of Times Like These vibes on this song. I think, you know, Dave Grohl is pretty whimsical in his lyricism here on this song. And I think in a lot of ways, it's kind of making all of us think about how we've grown up. You know what I mean? And although there's kind of what you could argue there might be, you know, political messages laced within this song, I think it's mostly just about getting old and, you know, trying to realize that things are going to change whether you realize it or not, or whether you like it or not. And you can either adapt or you can be stuck in your old ways. It's ultimately a pretty sad song, in my opinion. You know, just to kind of, especially in the music video, if you watch that music video and you see Dave Grohl in the beginning, I'm like, Dave Grohl looks old, you know, homeboy looking old a little bit. But that's neither here nor there. I did enjoy the song Waiting on a War. It's a good acoustic song. There's good vocals. You know, it kind of does the speed up thing at the end of the song. I think this is probably, you know, this one and Cloud Spot are probably their most tried and true Foo Fighters sounding songs, I think, in a lot of ways. Like, this reminds me of something I might have heard 6, 7, 8 years ago. You know, I saw a post on Facebook. Someone was like, you know, why do we always find ourselves comparing bands' older music to their newer music? And it's just because, like, it's hard to replicate the feeling that you got whenever you were younger, or whenever a band really made an impact on you here. So for me, you know, these four songs so far, I think, do a really, really good job of making me feel a similar way as to whenever I listened to their music back in the day, even though it's not necessarily the exact same music. At track five, we have Medicine at Midnight. I feel like this one kind of goes along the same vibes as Shame Shame. You know, it's a little more dancey, a little more weird. And, you know, I think whenever Dave Grohl was talking about we needed to make a Let's Dance album, I think Shame Shame and Medicine at Midnight are definitely two of the songs that he was referring to whenever he was talking about said thing. I think it's a good song. It's definitely one, you know, I'm glad I listened to this album two or three more times than the first two or three times I listened to it, because I think this is a really good song to put right in the middle, honestly. It kind of keeps the pace up, but it's not too rocky. It's not too much like Waiting on a War. It fits nicely, and it kind of keeps the album moving along. I really like the song. Then number six, we kind of have the more rocky song of No Son of Mine. While I do think, you know, one of my main criticisms I think I had for Shame Shame as well as No Son of Mine was they were pretty repetitive. And while initially my first feelings were, I don't really like it, I hope the rest of the album isn't that way, which it has proven to not be so far, I'm kind of glad that Shame Shame and No Son of Mine exist, because it kind of does add that more poppy element, or that more hooky element, that the rest of the album doesn't really have. So it's, again, another nice pacing thing where after Medicine at Midnight, we get something that kind of continues to keep the train rolling, but not too much. It's not too over the top in terms of, you know, rocking out. You know, it's just kind of groovy. It kind of just grooves along the album, which is a really nice thing. Track 7, we have Holding Poison. I have a hot take for you. I think Holding Poison could have been on Wasting Light. I think this is a really solid song. I think it does a really, again, you know, the pacing of this album is, I think, what really is going to make me want to come back to it. It's interesting. Songs like Holding Poison, it makes it to where you want to kind of come back and revisit the entire thing after you've listened to the entire thing again. At the end, we kind of have this like operatic section as well that really is kind of heavy at the same time. It kind of reminds me of something a little more Queenish, dare I say. And I really, really like it. I think it's a very interesting song, and it's well executed in terms of how it's supposed to make you feel. Track 8, Chasing Birds, is essentially the February Stars of Medicine at Midnight. It's different sounding than the rest of it. Whenever Dave Grohl talks about our Let's Dance album and stuff like that, I think this is kind of the ballad of that, and it talks to the other songs that are a little more out there, but it's more ballad-esque, and I think it does a really nice job of doing so. And then the last track of the album, Love Dies Young. Another song that really feels like traditional Foo Fighters, but also kind of ties the album together, kind of takes the elements of all of the other songs and really puts a nice bow on it with Love Dies Young. And at the end of the record, you think to yourself, now that's a Foo Fighters record. So there you have it. Then that's kind of weird, though, that they would stop it at 9 tracks. So a couple of things come to mind. A, they're either going to have a deluxe version of the album with three or four more songs on it, you know, to kind of catch a second wind of retention. Or B, maybe they're going to pull a Taylor Swift and release the other half to this album in the next few months again, you know, to get people's attention yet again. 9 songs feels kind of weird, but I think there's probably a different story behind that. But obviously, if they release a deluxe version with like 3 or 4 more songs, I will definitely be covering that, you know, so you don't have to worry about that. And that, my friends, is Medicine at Midnight. I think 9 songs, you know, at this point in time, it's frustrating because I want more. I want more of what I was kind of feeling. And it's one of those things where after you listen to it 4 or 5 times, you kind of get to know the album a little bit more. And I have to say, while I was skeptical at first about how this was going to make me feel, I thought it was just going to be another dud, in a sense, for me personally. Not to say that I didn't enjoy Concrete Gold, not to say that I didn't enjoy Sonic Highways. I did. I just wanted to feel the same way. It wasn't about the music being good or bad. I mean, the music was good. It just didn't speak to me the same way. Whereas I think Medicine at Midnight tells the best story, better, you know, tells its story better and makes me feel a certain way more on this one than the past 2 or 3 records have. So that's always a plus. In terms of musicianship, I think all the parts are super, super solid. Like, the Foo Fighters are an awesome band that have done awesome things and also just continue to get tighter and tighter with age. You can hear the maturity, you know, and you can hear it sounds like a band that's been touring together for the past 25 years now at this point. They're just a super tight band, and you gotta love the innovation. You know, you gotta love the attitude and willingness to change, to try and match the environment you find yourself in without having to conform to being like a straight up like pop album. Because I don't think this is pop. I feel like this is Foo Fighters rock and roll that's been iterated on to really match the generation we find ourselves in right now. And I think this record could really find its place among, you know, the current generation. I feel like if a Gen Z, you know, who probably doesn't really even, may not even really care about the Foo Fighters or really even know who the Foo Fighters are, might stumble upon this album and really, really like it. You know what I mean? I think it's a super solid album. The score may surprise you, but Medicine at Midnight gets a 9 out of 10 from me. In the end, I really enjoyed it. I am definitely going to be buying it on vinyl, and I'm just super excited, you know, to see if there are more songs, because I'm very curious, and I'll be spinning this for the next few months to come. So I know this was a little bit longer review than usual, but I had a lot to say, you know what I mean? And sometimes when you just gotta let it all out, you know, you can't keep it in. So there's that. Thank you for putting up with me. Thank you for watching this. Before I go, check this out. Hey there. So you have stumbled onto one of the many projects that we have over at Wannabe Critic Productions. This just happens to be the music project. I review music and I have ideas to do other things music related on the YouTube channel and the podcast. I just have to say thank you so much for checking it out. I really, really appreciate it. But if you want to check out more stuff that we have going on over on our, you know, various projects, I encourage you to go check out some of the projects in the description down below, whether it be our YouTube channel where we post podcasts. There's going to be Let's Plays, there's reviews, there's interviews, there's all kinds of things over there. But we've kind of morphed it to be a kind of catch-all for all the different things that we do other than music. So I encourage you to go check that out. That being said, though, thank you so much for listening today or watching today. I really appreciate it. If you're watching on YouTube, thank you so much. Make sure you hit that subscribe button. If you're listening on podcast services, make sure you leave us a review. I would really appreciate it and it would help, you know, keep me relevant. So I am Gabriel Fast. I will always be the wannabe critic.